Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurtured. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for taking time to join us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Medlock. His message for today, I'm pretty sure, is going to be an exceptional one, as all of his messages are. So I ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing. Find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Before we bring Brother Medlock on the air, what I would like to do is open the call to prayer requests. If you have a request at this time, I ask that you press the number one on your phone, and when the last four digits of your number are called, state the name in need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. We have a request at this time. Caller 2542, state your request.
Good morning. This is Sister Janice Graham. I'm requesting prayers for Trent, and I'm also asking prayers for my son Antoine and my rest of my kids as well. And I'm asking prayers for my granddaughter for her situation to get better as well, and continue to pray for all of us to get better. Thank you.
Thank you. It is my request today, as in every day, that you all please continue praying for each other. Pray for our country, our nation as a whole, that God will bless us all in ways that we stand in need of, that he will bless those in positions to make decisions on our behalf, that they not abuse the power that has been bestowed upon them, and that they do what is right and just in the eyes of the Lord. Also ask your continued prayer on behalf of our ministers as they continue to provide us with words of encouragement on a daily basis. I think sometimes we tend to forget that they have lives outside of the ministry, and while they always live to uplift God, they are also individuals with responsibilities outside of the ministry as well. So just pray that God continues to guide them, that they're always an example to others as what we should all strive to do and to who we should be in the eyes of God. At this moment, I will bring you Brother Patrick Medlock with his message, Dear Mr. Biden. Stop whatever it is you are doing. Find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Medlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. Thank you for what you continue to do every day. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for being willing to share this platform with me and with others. And want to thank each and every one of you, each of you who are on the Blog Talk Radio platform, either via the phone or via the internet, as well as various ones of you who also may be listening to me as I simulcast this devotional on Facebook Live. Thank each and every one of you for your presence. You could be doing any number of other things, but you've decided to be a part of this broadcast live. And we're even equally thankful for those who decide to listen to this devotional in its entirety via my archive Facebook feed. So God bless all of you. I would like to share a letter, and I'm just going to read it. This is called Dear Mr. Biden, a draft letter to the incoming president. I'm going to read it, and then I'll just briefly talk about it afterwards, and then we will go into a word of prayer. Congratulations on winning the U.S. presidency in 2020 and accepting the burden of leading our country for the next 4 years, Lord willing, Mr. Biden. In light of the very, very very difficult election and certification period that is now in our rear view. I am compelled as a 30-year, second-generation African-American gospel preacher who for the last 10 years has served the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, to advise you that your election now prompts from me as a church and community leader the following. I will continue to work toward my own personal mission to be the driven, gregarious, and effective church and servant leader who inspires and models spiritual and professional competence. As such, I plan, if it is the Lord's will, to continue to devote countless hours toward community interaction with these ends in mind. I am hopeful that others realize as well that who is president doesn't remove focus on the position and power God has put in all of us on earth to fulfill. I will pray for you, respect you, honor you, and pay my taxes like a Christian and a citizen who knows he must render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and to God the things that are God's. I will encourage all Christians and citizens within my locus of control and sphere of influence to do the same. However, I am hopeful your approach to your new commission and appointment can be inspired by an instance from the Bible where a similar appointment occurred. Please note, if you will, Genesis chapter 41, starting at verse number 41. Genesis chapter 41, and starting at verse number 41. Pharaoh said to Joseph, "See, you over all the land of Egypt." Then Pharaoh took off his signet ring from his hand and put it on Joseph's hand and clothed him in garments of fine linen and put the golden necklace around his neck. He had him ride in his second chariot. And they proclaimed before him, "Bow the knee," and he set him over all of the land. Joseph was a wise ruler who exercised great judgment and accomplished great things in times of prosperity and in times of adversity. I would think that during these times, you would be able to identify with such a monumentous task. As I encourage you with the following advisement concerning your new position, please take them to heart, knowing that they should be inspired by the example of Joseph. Number one, please be self-aware enough daily to know that you're riding second chariot to God. It is God who wanted you to be the president of the United States. It is he who has a plan for you in this second chariot. Pharaoh's advisement to Joseph, and that's in Genesis 41:40, is the same as the Godhead's commission to you today. Only in the throne will I be greater than you. This is a big difference between the one who reigns. There is a big difference between the one who reigns and the one who rules. He who reigns is sovereign. He who rules is powerful and opulent, but ultimately responsible to the one who is sovereign. The Bible that I read reveals to me the second chariot status of rulers like David and Solomon, followers of God, but also Pharaoh, Nebuchadnezzar, and Cyrus, rulers who were not worshipers of the Almighty God. So you have to decide, are you going to be more of a person who acts as a follower of God or one who doesn't? God made decisions with each ruler's tenure according to his will. It is my hope and prayer that regardless of the extent to which you know God, it is crucial at this critical time in world history that you know your second chariot place and his sovereignty. And then second, inspired by the above self-awareness, daily use your signet ring power accordingly. Don't get it twisted, Mr. Biden. It is not the electorate or the Democratic Party that has given you so-called mandate to rule. But just as your second chariot status has been given to you by God, so has God given you your signet ring power. Passages like Romans chapter 13, 1 through 7, first 2 verses 13 through 17, guide the powerful in understanding the fundamental responsibility of government in God's eye and knowing how to submit to the use of such power. So use your signet ring power via the agendas that you set, the laws that you veto or sign, the executive decrees that you fulfill, and influence you wield both locally and globally with the wisdom such power demands. Proverbs 8, 11 through 17. May this fine country be blessed by God with the U.S. president who uses power, position, and power in this way. I invite you to visit Tallahassee to worship with us so that we can pray directly with you and for you as his vessel in this way. Spiritually speaking, Patrick Medlock, minister. Now, final comment before we go into our prayer. This was not a partisan letter. It's not a letter that I drafted because I believe in Biden and believe necessarily in all the things that he does. I've learned in now over 30 years of ministry that when it comes to politics, when I'm referencing it, I'm usually referencing it because I have a spiritual point to make, and maybe because things that are happening in the political world as well as in the world at large demands a word from the Lord and is something that needs to be spoken to. And so I say that because I know there may be some who are saying, okay, he wrote this letter because he voted for Biden. I'll just tell you that for those of you who have been following this program for a while, who know that I've been a part of it for the better part of 8, almost 9 years. I almost need Aretha or somebody to check to see how long I've actually been a part of the program. I've now had a chance to, I believe, see 3 elections. I think I was a part of the program when Obama was reelected in 2012. I was a part of the program when Trump was elected in 2016. And now I've been able to be blessed to be a part of this particular exchange of power from Trump to Biden. 4 years ago, I wrote a letter to Trump, a draft letter to Trump. And basically, I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's the same letter. All I did was scratched out Trump. I put Biden's words in, and I stretched out Republican Party and put in Democratic Party. It's the same letter, because the same spiritual sentiment that needed to be expressed 4 years ago to be expressed now. It's amazing, because God's word doesn't change. Jesus doesn't change. The responsibility that God wants you and me to have as citizens and as Christians hasn't changed. And the fact that now one person who may be diametrically opposed to his opponent is now taking the White House, it doesn't change the message. He's in the second chariot. God is sovereign. And even though kings and presidents aren't exactly the same, we're talking about the leader of the country. And as a leader of the country, he has to use his signet ring power accordingly, on the fact that he has a self-awareness that we are one nation that's under God, even though we don't act like it. And we indeed need a leader who is willing to acknowledge God as sovereign and be guided accordingly in fulfilling his the will and his way. Father in heaven, we want to thank you for Sister Graham's request today. Please be with Sister Jerger's sister who is in need of surgery. Please be with Brenda's dad, Philip, who is in need of prayer today. Want to pray also for Pam's husband, Rick, and her daughter, Kennedy, for the health that she has. And Father, just be with all of us as we continue to live and move and have our very being, Janice. Ask for prayers for Antoine and ask for prayers for her granddaughter and all of her children. She asks for strength. And we all are in need of similar requests and similar prayers. Let our country be a country that is able to operate peacefully. If it be your will, let Mr. Biden be one that allows for healing of the country and addresses the pandemic in a way that allows your will and your way to still pervade. You've gotten our attention, Lord. We know that you're sovereign. We know that you're just. And so we know that your word says that if indeed you are to allow pestilence to roam the land, if you're willing to allow locusts to attack, if you're willing to you may be inclined to not allow rain to fall. But then you do say, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, then will you hear from heaven. And then will you forgive our sin. And then will you heal our land. Please hear this humble prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Oh, oh, oh.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Everybody wants a hero. Everybody needs a friend. A shoulder to lean on. Everybody needs a helping hand. Well, you ought to try Jesus. Said it's just a prayer away. See, he can make your burdens light up. Turn your midnight in the day,
yeah.
He's so much more than a healer. When you're feeling kind of down, that is more than able. I don't want no he can turn your life around. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
With more, only
Jesus,
and a miracle
to
change my
life.
Don't you know He made me right? Now I can do all things.
Jesus, I love
you.
Whatever you may go through in life, you can make it if you And he took away all my pain and made me cry.